Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hunter Biden is a criminal. Joe Biden is a criminal. James Biden is a criminal. The Biden family is a criminal enterprise. They've used the power of the office of Joe Biden as vice president and coup-elected president to feather the nest of this family because Joe Biden got tired of seeing people around him getting rich in politics. And he decided, you know what? We need to get ours. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That's the rumor. All that I just said. I happen to believe those rumors. And it isn't a conspiracy theory. This isn't Alex Jones stuff. Not that I think Alex is all conspiracy, even though this, you know, Sandy Hook thing, whatever got him into trouble is weird. But a lot of the stuff the man said is true. And I'll tell you this. You can't convince me that Hunter Biden isn't a crackhead criminal who's done a lot of illegal stuff. He shouldn't be able to own a gun. He shouldn't even be able to gallivant freely around the world and set up all these business deals and pretend that his dad's not involved. We know his dad's involved. The AP came out, oh, Joe Biden, he's free and clear. He's never been a look, I go back to just common sense. If I had a son and he was struggling and I was trying to help him out and I was bringing him along and he says, yeah, Dad, while we were in Ukraine, I started dealing with a company called Burisma. I said, well, tell me more about Burisma. What's involved there? Yeah, well, Dad, I know you like to golf, and I'm going to have some people coming over from one of my companies. Do you want to be in the foursome? Sure, son. Yeah, let me put it this way. If you say to me, Kevin, your son's going to start a business, and you have to completely dissolve yourself of it. He's not going to ask you for advice. You're not going to meet any of the principals, etc. I would say that's ridiculous. That's utter. And oh, by the way, some of it might lend the credibility of your son might be based a little bit to what you do. Your job as a management consultant, your job as a political pundit, the fact that you're just drop dead gorgeous. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Anyway, you get my point. They may use your background. Your son may say, yeah, my dad used to be on Fox News. He got fired or, you know, he's proudly so. He uses it as a badge of honor. As we do in the family. Oh, and my dad used to be a management consultant to very, very large companies, and he, you know, covered the world, particularly the Far East, for a lot of these companies, etc. My dad is very knowledgeable in the geopolitical happenings around the world. He's very knowledgeable in that. Are you kidding? I was telling my son, my youngest son, I said, look, how many owners of baseball teams do we know? Quite a few. We know these people through the Ozzie Smiths of the world and other people that we've met through Ozzie mostly. And my son could go to any of these places and do interviews. And I said, you should look at doing this. You should be the youngest kid going through. You know baseball. You know who got drafted. Go have discussions with these GMs and make it a YouTube thing and, you know, start something that would be fun in terms of baseball. And how would he do that? He'd do that through reputation. Well, you know, my dad's really good friends with Ozzie Smith, and through Ozzie, we were able to meet Eddie Murray, and we met Cal Ripken Jr., and we met, you know, Ryan Sandberg, and a lot of good people, and they've been connected to other folks, and we work on their foundations, and we do stuff. I mean, he could easy peasy. And I'm trying to convince him to do it. But I'd be, if you said to me, well, Kevin, you can't be involved, I'd be like, are you kidding? First thing I'm going to do, hey, Oz. It's Kev, man, what's up? Listen, can you set this up for my son? Sure, Kev, we can make that happen. That's what would happen. So this idea that Joe Biden is not working with his son is ridiculous to me. It's ridiculous on a common sense level. And what's interesting is the media hasn't come out to say things like, well, of course he worked. Of course he would have known what his son's doing. That wouldn't most fathers would do. And certainly the father of a crackhead. Wouldn't you be concerned? Listen, son, I want to know all your work, what you're working on here, because this could potentially impact me as vice president, or this could potentially impact me as president. But they want to pretend that, oh, no, 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 we're not worried about any potential impact, any potential optics of this. If it were to go sideways, that Hunter is working with the Chinese, and he admits that he's working with the biggest spy in China. No, that has no impact. Why would Joe Biden want to know that from his drug-fueled, sex-fueled son? You know, the two things that they tend to get people on when you travel internationally and kind of set you up, it's either going to be drugs or women. Or, you know, with the Bidens, you never know. It could be drugs or men. You know, I don't know how they roll. So I want you to understand, a father helping his son without having any political connections, like myself, just being a guy that goes, yeah, I got a couple of friends I've met through the years that might be able to help your son. Yeah, that didn't come into play with Joe and Hunter. And if you have a powerful father who's a vice president or a fake president, well, he, of course, wouldn't get involved because he wouldn't want, you know, to unlevel the playing field for his son, nor would he care that his crackhead son might get the administration a black eye. That's what they want you to believe. Then we get to the actuals, where Joe Biden, we know he did do this for his son. It's a fact. And now they want to pretend that he's never done it. No, of course. Picture. Oh, what's he doing in this picture? Golfing with him. Oh, what's this reference in emails of them having lunch? Oh, and us being able to prove that he was at the lunches. Oh, or the dinners. Or the other events. Well, I mean, come on now. You get it? So I just find it incredible that the media is not going, look, you know he had involvement, but it wasn't illegal. All they're saying is this. Whatever Hunter did is what Hunter did. And Joe Biden has no knowledge of it. He would not participate in anything illegal, whatever. And then Joe says, hey, pal. Yo, pal. I think it's all good. Yeah, I think we dodged a bullet here because, you know, everything's all, you know, copacetic. Well, I'm not buying it. I don't know about you. We got a lot more to talk about. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Primal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Committee Republicans have spoken with multiple whistleblowers from numerous schemes involving the Biden family, reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, and received documents of previously unknown transactions. What we found are business plans aimed at targets around the world based on influence peddling, including with people closely tied to foreign governments like China and Russia. Many transactions related to these businesses have raised red flags at U.S. banks. A suspicious activity report, or SAR, is a document a bank must file with the Treasury Department when a transaction is suspected to be related to money laundering or fraud or other types of criminal activity. According to media reports, the Biden family accumulated over 150 SARs. One SAR generated by an American bank to the Treasury Department connects Hunter Biden and his business associates to international human trafficking, among other illegal activities. The money that was being made from foreign principals in the same room as Joe Biden was increasingly spent on furthering illegal activity. The SAR showed that Hunter Biden was conducting business with suspected human traffickers.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here of the Kevin Jackson Network. So, easy peasy here. What if Hunter Biden were a Trump? Will we know more about it? Of course we would. 150 suspicious activity reports. Let me put it to you this way. If you get a couple of those, somebody's going to knock on your door. There's a guy, I don't know him personally, but he owns a gas convenience store. And his money that he takes in on a daily basis is roughly just between, from what I'm told, $9,000 to $10,000. And it's a cash business. A lot of it's cash business because it's in kind of sketchy areas. And so people don't have credit cards. So he gets a lot of cash business. Some credit card. And it's cigarettes and liquor and, you know, it's male enhancement, whatever, you name it. It's all that kind of stuff. Well, he would make deposits, daily deposits of $9,800, $9,300, whatever, just under $10,000. The government froze his bank account with $150,000 in it and accused him of being a money launderer. And he says, what are you talking about? Come look at my books. Look at my receipts. It took him months to get off the list. And he did this only a few times because it didn't take long. But it's one store of his stores, and that's what it generates when he did his deposits. Wasn't even thinking about it in terms of, and by the way, under $10,000 isn't supposed to flag anything. It's not supposed to flag anything. It's over $10,000. His were $9,800, $9,300, whatever. But he wasn't, I'm telling you, from all reports, he was legit. If you've run a little retail business like that, that's not unusual. And it's a relatively high profit type of an endeavor because, you know, cigarettes are 10 bucks, whatever, you know, I don't know, a package or whatever the carton is, and they're marked up considerably. Gasoline, you know, when you go there, because it was a convenience store, you know. Like a truck stop, but a small scale. And he had multiple stores. Now, Hunter has 150 suspicious activity reports. Nothing. Because, yeah, that happens for everybody, right? The FBI only alerts when you're, what, in 200 suspicious activity reports? One of them is... That was Congressman Comer, Representative Comer, connects Hunter Biden and his associates to human trafficking. Can you imagine if they got that kind of dirt on the Trump family? What about DeSantis? Okay. So Hunter Biden owes $2 million in taxes. Let me let you hear this report. Because I don't need to explain it to you, but I want you to understand these are massive things and nothing's being done. Here's the next one.
Talk to us about these transactions because, you know, they've tried to leak to the press that Hunter Biden is going to be charged with tax issues. Is it because he wasn't paying taxes on all of the money that Chinese officials and Ukrainian officials and Russian officials were wiring into his account?
Right. Yeah, he has at least a $2 million tax bill with the IRS. I don't know how many people you know that owe the IRS over $2 million, but Hunter Biden is one of them. But honestly, Maria, the tax evasion is the least of Hunter Biden's problems. And my fear is if the DOJ indicts Hunter Biden, then that will essentially protect him from a congressional subpoena from the House Oversight Committee. So I'm not advocating for Hunter Biden to be indicted. I'm not advocating for a special counsel because I believe that if the Treasury Cabinet and if the banks will work with us, we'll be able to get answers to the most important questions on the House Oversight.
So the Republicans are heating things up in an area where they should be heating things up. This is something that Nancy Pelosi's Congress said, we're not going to touch. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. At least a $2 million tax bill. Now, I'm not sure, because he got the tax bill paid off as well by some Hollywood producer. I'll get to that in just a second. But anyway, the guy goes on to say that the tax evasion is the least of his problems. But the DOJ, if the DOJ indicts Hunter, it will protect him from Congress. Now, I don't know how much power Congress has. I've seen people get in front of these congressional committees and you get grilled and nothing happens, I want the DOJ to invite him, to indict him, and invite him. Invite him to Club Fed. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That same guy that we played in the first clip, Comer, he criticized the U.S. Treasury Department, saying it refused to provide suspicious business transactions between Hunter Biden and other Biden associate family members. He says it's unacceptable for the Treasury Department to continue to run cover for the Biden family and possibly hide information about whether Joe Biden benefited financially from his family's business transactions. I completely agree. He says, look, this Biden family's investigation's only going to ramp up in a Republican majority. There are a lot of questions that Joe Biden is going to have to answer with respect to his son and his brother's influence peddling that happened over the past decade. So all of this together, he says, I put the odds of Joe Biden even seeking the Democrat nomination very, very low. Well, I don't, for me, it's not even about that. I don't care whether Joe Biden seeks the nomination. What I care about is that we get to the truth about this particular thing. And it's huge because the Democrats have circled the wagons. They are not letting anybody near this story. Any part of this is so salacious. If this were the Trump family, how many movies, TV documentaries would there have already been? This I mentioned this Hollywood guy who loaned Biden $2 million to pay off his debt. He's working on a documentary about Hunter. You can bet it's going to be a puff piece that makes the dude look great. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are on their way home or visiting family for Thanksgiving, but millions are already there. The TSA says 4.5 million passengers went through security checkpoints at the nation's airports on Monday and Tuesday. Nearly 2.3 million did so on Tuesday. Both numbers topped the same day as last year. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is calling on the DHS Secretary to resign. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says that the Biden administration's border policies are destructive.
The Democrats on the Oversight Committee, they've had no interest in actually providing any type of oversight over the Biden administration. If you just listen to them, the Biden administration's perfect, and everything's going as well as it could possibly go.
President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wait, CBS, you're telling me Hunter's laptop's real now? And Joe Biden's a big guy? I thought this was just one big conspiracy theory. Well, Primetime reached out to Leslie Stahl at CBS and asked her if she'd be apologizing to the former president for insisting the laptop couldn't be verified. And we haven't heard back. I'm starting to realize Democrat October surprises are all hoaxes, and Republican October surprises are all true. You just have to wait until after the election to find out. And to have a free and fair election, you kind of need to know the truth before the election. That way voters can make an honest assessment and not have any regrets. But let's look at the bright side. If the media didn't bury the laptop, Joe Biden would have never been able to give his granddaughter the wedding of her dreams. The one this weekend where Hunter's daughter was able to tie the knot on the South Lawn. Did Hunter even pay for the wedding? Because earlier this year, his sugar brother had to pay back $2 million in back taxes for him. And buried in the reporting of the wedding, Hunter's daughter, Naomi, you know, the one who just got married, has been living on the third floor of the White House since the summer. Who else from the Biden family is living at the White House that we don't know about? Is Corn Pop crashing in the Lincoln bedroom? I guess since Hunter is dead broke, President Biden probably had to pony up the cash for his granddaughter's wedding. That's okay. It's just as long as the big guy gets 10% of the wedding gifts, everyone's happy. Wouldn't be the first time Biden got a cut of the china. But back to business. When is the White House finally going to tell the truth about this?
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We all know the truth. Hunter Biden got money by providing access to his father, who was the vice president at the time. And it wasn't for photo ops. It was for Joe Biden to influence legislation that would impact Hunter Biden and allow him to do his dirty deeds. And Hunter Biden got millions of dollars. Joe Biden got a cut, because that's how politics works. And it's not just politics of Democrats. It's politics of rhinos. It's politics of leftists, people who use political power to gain money and more power. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. These are facts. This is not something that, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. And if you're not explaining this to people in a very forceful way to say, you know what your party is if you're a Democrat? Your party is a party of crooks and scoundrels and scam artists. That's what they are. Everything they do is for personal gain. Now, you can sugarcoat that. Kevin, Democrats, they have good intentions or whatever. You don't have good intentions when you, one, openly condone cheating in elections, two, You look at the people that you put into power, as I've said many times, the Democrats are the only animal on the planet who put their weakest in charge. Look at who's there. Charlemagne the God. You know what he says? He says, I can't. He's embarrassed. This is the guy who calls himself Charlemagne the God. He's a joke. He's a radio show host for black radio. Hates Trump. Hates Trump, despite Trump's record on black folks being the most employed, women being the most employed, Latinos being the most employed during the Trump administration. Forget that Trump implemented the First Step Act and the Second Chance Act to get black folks out of prisons, and I could go on, and Charlemagne the Clown still wants a Democrat. Here's what he says. I think it's more indicative of what, you know, Democrats aren't doing. And for me, I just don't see the bench that the Democrats have. I personally don't see the person that could put up, they could put up in 2024 that could really galvanize and energize people. I mean, the fact that Biden is still the safest best, I think that's sad too. But here's what he goes on to say, because he's talking about Kamala Harris. No, I don't think the vice president stands a chance against Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis unless something magically changes over the next 2 years and she pivots greatly, you know. But based on what we've seen so far, no. But what he said in between there was, you got to get rid of Trump. You got to get rid of him. Even though he's giving him props, he says Trump is going to be broiled down in litigation. Well, let me ask you this. Do you really think Trump deserves to be embroiled in litigation? Right now, Merrick Garland suing him over what? The records that he took from the White House. His records. His stuff. And he completely did everything right in leaving to say, look, this is all declassified by me. I can take it. And yet, they still do this. It's ridiculous. But let's go back to what Jesse Waters said, because what he said was all this information we have on Hunter Biden. And you know what they did prior to the election? It didn't exist. It was a fake. It was a fraud. There's no connection or whatever. And now, because the Democrats know they're in trouble, and for the record, I don't care what anybody says at this point. If you don't believe there's election cheating, I'll use Arizona, one of the reddest states in this country, and we come off of a Republican governor who didn't do bad. I mean, I'm not a Ducey fan at all. He's a rhino for sure. But we come off of a Republican governor. Arizona is the place to move. And you say they want regime change? Arizona is booming. But we now are supposed to, we want a Katie Hobbs, a woman who talks like a third grader and won't debate? That's who this state wanted? You must be out of your freaking minds. It is insane what's happening. And people are, look, we know the truth, and you know what the Democrats do every single time? They say this, prove it. And even when you have the proof, Hunter Biden's laptop, folks, there's no question here. We have the proof. Even Bill Maher, who is nothing but a hack, who's, you know, left-leaning, but at least I'll give him credit. Every now and then he goes, look, I got to call foul here. He was interviewing Sam Harris, a podcaster, who claimed that the news organizations at the time didn't know. They didn't have time to verify Hunter's laptop. This was a laptop discovered in 2019, and they had a solid year for the FBI to release all the information. They knew this was Hunter Biden's laptop. It had his driver's license. It had credit cards. It had messages from Joe Biden, emails, you name it. It had so much information, you couldn't fake this. You couldn't fake it. And anyway, they were discussing this. Because the laptop was made public by the New York Post weeks before the election. Keep in mind, the FBI had it in 2019. But the New York Post made the story. The story was censored on Twitter, other social media platforms as well. Wouldn't even let you talk about it. Shut it down. Would shut your page down, would shut you down, etc. Other news organizations dismissed it as Russian propaganda. These were White House talking points. I'm going to prove all this. You don't have to think it's speculation. I got all the clips.
It's Russian propaganda, Russian disinformation. This is not true.
And Joe Biden, this is not true. Donald Trump's lying on my son. Donald Trump is lying. Whatever. All these things that Joe Biden says, I wasn't involved in Hunter's dealings, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to tell you right now, you know it, and I certainly know it, because you know me. I got a mouth. You've known this is a lie. I've talked about it many times. If my son started a business today, and are you kidding? I wouldn't say, well, son, what's your business? How can I help? And if I had a crackhead son, I'd say, listen, you have the family name. You can't go doing stupid stuff. I am a vice president. You can't go doing stupid stuff. I want to know what's going on. If you want to tell me that Joe Biden, for one of those very two valid reasons, one, a concern for his kid, and two, a concern for the reputation of the family and for his position, I'm going to tell you, I don't even need to go any farther. That's just idiotic. If he didn't do that, I would be concerned. But leave it to the media to completely throw common sense out, not even question, well, why is that even a controversy? Yes, Joe Biden would have something to do with his son. You want to know why Joe Biden doesn't want to have anything to do with Hunter in this regard? Because he knows his crackhead son has put him on Front Street, and he knows that the 10% he was getting for the big guy is for Joe Biden. Everybody knows it. Not just us. This is not a secret for us. Shh, don't tell anybody. No, everybody knows it. Every Democrat knows it. Every Democrat strategist, every Democrat operative, every scumbag scam artist Democrat knows that Joe Biden and his son and his entire family are full of crooks. They know it. And meanwhile, let's take another look at Donald Trump, the most investigated guy in the history of politics. Cleaner than the preacher's sheets. But, oh, he's under investigation. Oh, and you know what else let's conveniently do? Let's forget about everything the man has done. I'm going to do an entire show on what Donald Trump accomplished during his presidency. Not to throw paying homage, but just to remind people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to be playing a clip from CBS. Catherine Herridge is over there. And CBS now admits to the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop. They wouldn't admit that a while back. And I want you to remember the absolute crap storm that conservatives had when the New York Post shared the article that Hunter Biden's laptop was legit, and it had all this incriminating information about Hunter, his dope dealings, his dealings with Chinese spies, his dealings with Russians, prostitutes, potentially human trafficking, sex trafficking, and a host of other things. And it also implicated his Uncle Jack, or James, rather, sorry, James, and his father, Vice President Joe Biden at the time, the big guy, of all being part of this cabal. And so at the very least, we have a family who doesn't want to pay its taxes, who gets this money and hides it. They effectively say, pretended it didn't, it never came in. And they wash it internally to the family. Okay, you get it, you give it to me, you do this or that, and Hunter is supposedly going to be the fall guy for this. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Now, here's what I want you to know, folks, listening to the program. Here's what we now know to be true. Trump did not collude with the Russians. That is a fact. Hillary Clinton started the lie, and Obama's DOJ covered for him. And nobody's paid anything except Andrew Klein Smith, who got a slap on the wrist for perpetrating a lie that cost American taxpayers millions of dollars, that accused a solid citizen, in this case, a guy running for office and ultimately the president of the United States, of colluding with one of our theoretical enemies. We know this to be true. Not conjecture, fact. Hunter Biden's laptop is real and it is untampered. The contents are legit. And based on that laptop information, we know that Hunter used his father to broker deals. Now, I'm going to play this clip of Catherine Herridge. It's about 4 minutes long, but it'll give you a lot of clarity. Then we're going to come back and we're going to play a little thought game.
And as Republicans take control of the House, Hunter Biden, the president's son, will be a target for investigations. And that means data from a laptop reported to belong to Biden could be crucial to the investigatory process. CBS News has obtained its data, not through a third party or political operative, but directly from the source who told us they provided it to the FBI under subpoena. And we commissioned an independent forensic review to determine its authenticity. Senior investigative correspondent Catherine Harris joins us now with what we found. Catherine, I'm very interested. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. These House Republican investigations are coming, and that could be a challenge for the White House as we head into 2023 and 2024. The laptop data we had analyzed showed no evidence it was faked or tampered with.
Digital forensic investigator Mark Lanterman was previously a member of a Secret Service electronic crimes task force.
There was one thing that got my attention, and that was a voicemail.
His dad called and said, I love you, love you more than the whole world, pal. Gotta get some help.
That voicemail, apparently from Joe Biden during his son Hunter's drug addiction, is one of many findings Lanterman used to authenticate what is believed to be Hunter Biden's laptop data.
You're confident, based on your analysis, this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real?
Yes.
This Delaware computer shop is where the laptop's backstory begins. Their records indicate in April 2019, Hunter Biden took his laptop in for repair, but never paid. After 90 days, the store considered it abandoned. Then in December 2019, the FBI subpoenaed the store's owner to turn over the computer and a portable drive of its data.
Whatever happened to Hunter?
During the 2020 election, versions were widely shared by Republican operatives, including Rudy Giuliani.
We have the entire hard drive.
But questions were raised about whether additional files were added to those versions. Then candidate Biden labeled the laptop controversy disinformation.
What this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant.
CBS News approached the lawyer for the computer repair shop owner to cut through the noise.
We always had one clean copy.
And obtained a copy of what he says they provided the FBI under subpoena. Then we went to Minneapolis for an independent analysis.
Were you paid by CBS or anyone else to analyze the data?
No. No. I wouldn't want anyone to think that someone bought our opinion.
Around the corner, it's going to lead you to what we call our imaging room.
Lanterman and his son, Sean, both digital forensic experts, recovered images of credit cards, a driver's license, social security number.
Just the sheer volume of what we're dealing with, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to fabricate.
And explained how files built up over years.
It accumulated over time, which is consistent with normal, everyday use. use of a computer.
There's some reporting about folders being added.
We have read these articles. We don't see that. So I believe that that's because we have a more pristine copy.
The laptop and its contents have fueled Republican interest in Hunter Biden's business ventures.
Hunter Biden was working with Chinese nationals.
They say this May 2017 email outlining a proposed business deal with a Chinese energy firm is one reason why they have questions about whether President Biden benefited.
We're prepared to subpoena Hunter Biden. We would certainly hope that he would want to come before the committee and clear his name.
Two of Hunter Biden's former business partners, including Tony Bobulinski, who received the email, told CBS News the 10 held by H for the big guy is shorthand for 10% held by Hunter for his father. After the email became public in 2020, the author of the email told the Wall Street Journal Joe Biden was not involved. The author has not responded to CBS News' questions. Mr. Biden has consistently denied knowledge of his son's work or financially benefiting from it.
I've never spoken to my son.
Last month, Senator Chuck Grassley wrote this letter alleging bank records and financial data showed that Hunter Biden and the president's brother profited from a $5 million wire from a company connected to CEFC, the Chinese energy firm.
They're going to look at every part of the Joe Biden administration.
Doug High is a Republican strategist.
A lot of this is also going to be aggressive on Hunter specifically. We're going to hear a lot about the laptop. Who profited? Was the law broken? Was it not broken?
After 2 years of scrutiny, the laptop has not produced evidence President Biden directly benefited from his son's business deals.
If there's dirt there, that will dirty him up. If not, those attacks can backfire.
The White House declined to comment. Hunter's lawyer did not address our specific questions about the data or the CBS forensic review, but said there have been multiple attempts to hack, infect, distort, and peddle misinformation regarding Mr. Biden's devices and data.
Well, there you have it, folks. The FBI had that laptop from December of 2019, could have authenticated it, had plenty of time, had 11 months before the election to authenticate this and get it going, but they didn't want to do it. Because getting Trump was bigger than anything out there. And by the way, still remains that way. And if Donald Trump gets out of his way, And stops with a little bit of the pettiness that he can do from time to time, he'd have a cakewalk because everything's going to get vindicated. But I said after we played the clip, I wanted to play a little thought game with you and ask you, if we now know that Trump didn't collude with the Russians, Hillary Clinton started the lie, then used Barack Obama's DOJ to propagate the lie and to put more pressure on Trump and create more things around him that created the so-called stench that we now smell of Trump, right? We now know that Hunter Biden's laptop is real. It's been authenticated in many cases. And we know all the potential crimes that he's done that involves not only his Uncle James, but his potentially involves his father. And let's face it, we know it involves his father. Let's not split hairs here. So let's play another thought game. What else has to be true? Well, let me give you some things to think about. Number one, Joe Biden is the big guy. Anybody disagree? I'd love to hear from you. If you agree with me, I'd like to hear from you too. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden has dementia. Is that a secret? Of course not. It's in plain view. You see it every day. Democrats cheated in the 2020 elections. Anybody want to disagree with me? In other words, if they tell you one lie, and then a second lie, and then a third and a fourth, and it turns out after the election you learn all about it, then what are any of these other things true? Do you think that the Democrats created January 6th to cover up for their cheating in elections? It is a fact. That's what they did. Do you think the Democrats cheated during the midterm elections? I can tell you in Arizona, 1,000% they cheated. No question in my mind. So, Paul Pelosi? We'll talk about him in a bit. I think you get the picture.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.